January 31st, 2005. Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head. It's a weekly music show featuring songs and bands you might have missed.
Does the noise in my head bother you?
It's kind of like a radio show, but now it's called a podcast.
Daniel Boone was a man, yes, a big man.
Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head. That was the band PSAP, P-S-A-P-P, I don't know how you say it, PSAP, PSAP, I don't know. I tried to figure out how you say it and I couldn't, so there you have it, PSAP. With their song Rear Moth, it's from their brand new album, Tiger My Friend. If forced, I would say I thought they sounded like Szechuan Stevens mixed with a little bit of Moom and Architecture in Helsinki, but no one really asked me, so I guess I wasn't forced. Anyway, I really like them a lot. Mystical is the word that comes to mind when you poke through their album there. You think, yeah, this band sounds kind of mystical. That's what you think. If you want to poke through that album, you can do so on the iTunes Music Store. That album is up along with an EP. You can look for links on the Sounds of My Head website at thesoundsofmyhead.com, where you can vote for the Sounds of My Head at podcastalley.com. That link works again. Their site is now functioning once more, though you do have to give them an email address now. Oh well. And by the way, you can vote once a day, so feel free to vote every day, even though the show only comes on once a week. Maybe just vote once a week. That would do me fine. All right, up next is the Los Straitjackets. They're a great band out of Nashville, and they're like, they wear these wrestler masks and wear suits and then play surf rock. It's a fantastic act if you've never seen it before. They're one of my and Conan O'Brien's favorites. And this is them doing a cover of Skeeter Davis's song, It's the End of the World, and the singer in the song is the Sixpence None the Richer chick, Lee Nash. So, if you like Kiss Me, then you'll love this song, I guess. I really like it a lot. Check it out, the Los Straitjackets, from their album Sing Along With. Here's It's the End of the World. Where else but on the Sounds of My Head.
Why does the sun go on shining? Why does the sea rush to shore?
From a conservative think tank, a military theorist. I'm interested in this. Knight Ridder has issued a story today saying, lengthy report, saying it's an analysis of U.S. government statistics, saying the United States is losing ground to the Iraqi insurgency according to every key military yardstick, and that if something major doesn't change, the United States will not win this war. That comes out of this Knight Ridder statement. First, let me turn to William Lind, who's a military theorist with the Free Congress Foundation. That's a conservative think tank. Do you think that the election holds the promise of making a sufficient change that that could be turned around?
In itself, no. And I would actually go farther than that report. I would say that the United States has lost the war in Iraq.
Why does he hate America so much? Why is he part of the liberal elite? Why doesn't he just go to Iraq? Love it or leave it, pal!
Look at the sea, come to the seashore to see. Look at the sky, stare and watch the clouds roll by. You know there's nothing in this world worth your life. Look at me, look at you, look right. Look at the streets, feel the cobblestones beneath your feet. Look at the walls in a whitewashed waterfall. You know they'll come and go through down and out. Look at me, look at you, look right.
That song was called Spanish Castles. It's by the band The Looky Loos out of California. They're part of this kind of gay rock scene that exists out there on the West Coast, I guess. I don't know. But I really like that song a lot. Spanish Castles is definitely the best song on their album, which is called, this is the name of the album, here we go. Perhaps the most satisfying joy left to us in an age so limited and vulgar as our own. That's the name of the album. And I think it wins the prize for both the longest and best album title in recent memory. Up next, Boston's The Dresden Dolls and their song Coin Operated Boy from their self-titled 2004 release. This song is not necessarily terribly representative of the way they sound all the time. I mean, it kind of is. It's not, you know, you wouldn't hear it and think it was someone else. It sounds that much like them. But I think they're maybe a little bit harder on the rest of the album. But I really like this song the most, so it's the one I'm putting on the show. So check it out, Coin Operated Boy by the Dresden Dolls. Where else but on the Sounds of My Head.
Coin Operated Boy, sitting on the shelf. He is just a toy, but I turn him on and he comes to life. Automatic joy,
that is why I want a coin operated boy. Made of plastic and elastic, he is rugged and long lasting.
Does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Air's Cherry Blossom Girl, covered by Old School Freight Train, and No Condition is Permanent by Marijada. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell all your friends, hey, listen to The Sounds in My Head. If you don't, keep it to yourself. If you want to talk to me, send me an email, daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week on The Sounds in My Head.